One at a time.
Now, those nooks and crannies of my favorite flyover states. Iraq, Afghanistan, pile on with anti-American sentiment. Do you think it's time to say, oh, later days, you're going to be in our rearview mirror. Don't ask us for help anymore after the billions that we have pumped into the Middle East. In the meantime, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seems to be endorsing Mitt Romney, not flat out saying it, but alluding to it. How much sway will Israel's main man have in a presidential election? If he's a world leader and he's dissing our current world leader, does that amount to anything or translate into votes that are necessary for a guy like Romney to win enough electoral votes to push him over the top? Because he has to clear the board. He's absolutely the underdog, even if the polls show him neck and neck. And it's interesting thinking of that, because how many Americans prefer an underdog? I think that many Americans would prefer alternatives, like that third party that we talk about so much here on ATM. All right, coming up this hour of the show, in our next segment, we're going to talk to Sal LaMastra. You're going to love this guy. Kid, who did a book on 20-somethings, giving them a voter's guide. So, in other words, the millennials and how or the issues that they need to look at in voting. And he talks about whether or not, you know, what's happened that so many in the 20s have decided to become Republicans because they were disillusioned by Barack Obama, and the youth vote was so big for Obama the last time on, or last time around. Can he count on some of that youth vote this time around, or have they all ditched him for another party? So we'll be doing that too. Plus, at the tail end of the hour, we can count, because it is all about the numbers. Almost anything you pick out, whether it's the Gallup poll, what the numbers show there, or whether it's the news that the State Department has been actually talking about putting Marines in Libya maybe in the next 5 years or so, or the median income that we've tossed around all week long is on a new low. 27-year low. That's frightening, isn't it? Oh, you hate to hear those ugly numbers. But if the numbers are so bad when it comes to the economy and jobs and all that sort of stuff, then based on that alone, if you go by our history, there's no way Barack Obama wins. No way. Because the unemployment numbers, for one, just the unemployment numbers are way too high. Way too high. So let's dive into Iraq and also Afghanistan. Here's the scoop on Iraq. I have no use for Nouri al-Maliki. If you go back and were to hear some tape of me when he was put in place as prime minister, I can remember reading a story in a Washington paper where he said, I don't really want this job. I don't really want this. I think he may have had a cocktail or two when he said it. I don't know. But he did say it. He did say he wasn't interested in it. He wouldn't have to do it again after he stepped in there. And here he is, still the prime minister. So now what he says is, he comes out and says this, that then talking about the Prophet Muhammad film, because there's all these protests and events all over the place, where people are talking about America and this feature and anti-American, screaming out anti-American things and whatnot, and riot police having to use tear gas and batons to keep away demonstrators, and hundreds of shipping containers were lined off, actually to cordon off certain areas in, because this isn't just limited to Libya. In Pakistan, it was really, really bad. Thousands of people surrounded the U.S. embassy, and they were screaming things out. You know, you had 30 people in seven countries that have been killed with in these protests, including the ambassador and the three other Americans. In Tunisia, they're having problems, too, as well. And in Iraq, you have Nouri al-Maliki in the midst of all this, not trying to calm the fears. He condemned the film and the French cartoons as offensive to Muslims, called on Shiites and Sunnis to unite in defense of Islamic values. His words, speaking in the Shiite, in one of the Shiite cities in southern Iraq, he said all Muslims should shoulder responsibility of defending Islam. So let me say this quote again. Nouri al-Maliki, who we set up, says this phrase, the phrase that pays in the wrong direction. All Muslims should shoulder responsibility of defending Islam. Defending Islam is the responsibility of all Muslims, not a particular sect or an ethnic group. That was the end of that statement. Do you think he's stirring the pot there? Of course he is. And al-Maliki, as I mentioned, since he made that statement about not wanting the job, but yet he's in there and so are his relatives, then if he doesn't want the job, he needs to get out of the gig and give it to somebody else who does want it. In Afghanistan, you had hundreds of people demonstrating in the downtown area in Kabul. And they were protesting the film, they were chanting anti-American slogans, and then they ended up just dispersing before the rubber bullets and cops and everything else came out. So that's very good news, very, very good news there. In Iran, students and their clerics were outside the French embassy in Tehran to protest the publication of the characters, you know, the cartoons, and they were screaming, "Death to France and down with the U.S. And they burned the flags of the United States and Israel. So that demonstration went on for like 2 hours. Once again, doesn't it make you feel good to live in the United States of America? I think so. I know so. And when you hear about what's happening in the Middle East, I'm all for freedom of expression and not censorship, and so same thing, I guess, goes hand in hand. But when you have the explosive powder kegs of things going off in the Middle East, the last thing you want to do is make it worse and anger enough people that something else happens that doesn't have to happen because of demonstrators gone wild. And who is whipping them up into the frenzy? Well, al-Maliki, with the constant slamming of the United States, that certainly had to lead to what were some of their problems earlier in the day. And the embassy in Pakistan had advertisements condemning the video on local TV to try to dampen what they thought was going to be violent protests, but that didn't do anything for them. In fact, you could say, in a way, it raised the level of awareness, so it made it worse. All right, hang with us here on America Tonight. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to catch you up to date.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
And prognosticate with 45 plus days to go until November 6th in the election. And what's happening with the younger vote? What's happening with the millennials? So many that we've talked to on the show say they're disenfranchised, whether they are Republicans or Democrats, and they don't want to vote. So what I wonder is that really true? As we try to peel away some of the layers and go a little bit deeper, what is it that's going to pump up the young Republicans and get them to go and vote, to get them to rally more around Mitt Romney? Joining us now is youth strategist Sal Lamastra. And Sal's been a political consultant for Texas Congressman Van Taylor, also a bunch of other Florida policymakers as well. He's got a book out called 2012 for 20-somethings, A Young Voter's Guide to the 2012 Elections. And he got the rubber stamp from Karl Rove, who said this is a great tool to help younger people educate themselves on the issues, mobilize, and get involved. That's the key thing. Mobilize and get involved. Sal, thanks for spending some time with us here on ATN.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, so in doing the research, first of all, putting a voter's guide together, how long did that take you? That had to be some legwork.
It took many months to do, but it was a great project for me as well, because I learned a lot through researching so many of these issues myself.
And what do you think the key issues are that 20-somethings care about?
Well, I get asked this question a lot, and I sound like a broken record, but if I was going to list the top 10, the first 5 would be jobs. It's going to be all about jobs for young voters this election, and that's what's going to get them excited to turn out to the polls this time.
Yeah. Why are so many 20-somethings flipping into young Republicans from becoming, you know, they were Democrats, and maybe they voted for the first time and they voted for Obama for that hope and change, and now they're becoming card-carrying members of the Republican Party? What happened? How'd that happen?
You're seeing that, I think, because you're seeing that Obama has felt a lot of the promises he made to young voters. He is President Obama now because of young voters. He won many states by less than 15,000 votes because young voters showed up in support for him, and they expected a lot from all the groundwork they did for him in 2008, and they didn't see it. And I think that they're looking at the youth unemployment. They're looking at their friends who have graduated from college, moving back into their parents' house, and realizing, you know what? Either I'm going to graduate and either I have to move back into my parents' house, or do I want a job? And I think they view Governor Romney as a little bit more credible on getting America working again.
So it's jobs, 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 and a lot of that is because some of the people that have come out of school can't find employment. Then they've got these heavy debts as they have to pay back student loans.
Mm-hmm. They've gone through 4 years of college, and now they're getting slapped in the face by the real world, and they're moving back into their parents' basement with $20,000 in loans. And no one wants that once they put 4 years of hard work into an education, and they're just not going to have it. And unfortunately, you're either going to see those young voters move over to the Republican Party, or you're just going to see them sit home on Election Day, and they're not going to turn out, which is either way is just as bad for President Obama.
Do you think Romney's courting the youth vote?
He's not doing a very good job of it. I think his campaign can do a much better job of courting the youth vote. He's letting the Obama campaign right now kind of set the agenda for him. He's letting them define him as a vulture capitalist and going in and being the old Scrooge businessman and not caring about the little guys who work for him. And I don't think he's combat that strong enough right now and to produce enough young voter support by the election.
Yeah, and that's so key. So if you were part of the arm that was influencing Romney and he looks to a lot of different people, you would tell him get out there and start to talk to more young people, do what Obama did, maybe go to college campuses?
Exactly, and I would send his vice presidential running mate to do that because he does well with young voters. He's young and youthful himself and energetic, and he's very approachable, and he conveys their message very, very eloquently. And I think that the Romney campaign can effectively influence the youth vote just with social media because there's a very easy way to get young voters. They want jobs, and so you have to look at Governor Romney at Bain Capital and the companies he helped create that employ thousands of young people like Domino's and AMC and Burger King, Burlington Coat Factory, Dunkin' Donuts, Guitar Center, Sports Authority. And then you have Obama who invested all this money in these green companies who all went bankrupt and wasted billions of dollars and thousands of jobs. And I think if you compare both of their business records, and one was with private money through Bain Capital, one was through tax money with Obama, you're going to show young people that, okay, Governor Romney might have some questionable things in the Bain Capital history, but he's a proven job creator. And unfortunately, President Obama has yet to prove that he is, a job creator.
Yeah. Are most of your friends, are most of the people around you, are they going to vote? Do they feel like, yeah, I'm going to vote? This is, even if I don't feel completely embraced by Mitt Romney, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. This is an interesting trend I've watched over the past year with writing the book and visiting college campuses and book signings. Is I've seen young voters go from, we've gotten a lot of crap from politicians in the past. We've been promised a lot from both parties, and we've been left in the dust once they get elected, and that's how they feel with Obama right now. And they just like, it doesn't matter if we vote for Romney because he's probably just going to go to Washington, D.C. and not follow through on his promises either. And so I was getting nervous the youth vote wasn't going to turn out, but it looks like now the election is getting closer and closer, they're realizing that, even we just have to take a chance on Governor Romney and see if he can go to Washington, D.C. and follow through on the promises he has made, because they're not happy with anything right now. And I think they're getting more and more worried about how the economy is going to be if Obama gets reelected.
In your guide, you, talking about the elections, what are some of the key things that you point out? Because if Rove is saying this is a great tool, helping people educate themselves, what does he mean by that? What are the main themes in the book?
Yes, I was very glad to have his support. what I do in the book is I go through and I explain, first of all, the importance of voting and why it's important not to sit on the sidelines of this election and why it's important to go out and stand strong for what you believe and to figure out what you believe. And so a lot of young voters don't necessarily they haven't formed their own beliefs about, government yet and what the role of government should be. And so I use this book to go through the major issues facing our country this time around, from the economy to unemployment, entitlements, legal immigration, health care, taxes, social issues, and explain those issues to them so they really understand what those issues are. So when they hear politicians talking about them, they know that you know, what they're saying is the truth or what they're saying is just a bunch of BS. And they'll be able, you know, to cut out the middleman through, you know, what certain celebrities or people they follow on Twitter might say and whether, you know, what they're saying is the truth. And so I just wanted to educate my peers so they would be able to vote in, you know, responsible members into office.
And so on November 6th, when we all wake up the next day, Sal, in the conversations that you've had, who do you think is going to be president?
You know, it's tough right now. This has been a very turbulent election, as was the primaries with the Republicans. And I think in the end, I think Romney will pull it off. It'll be tight. I mean, Romney will have to win Nevada and Florida and North Carolina and Virginia, New Hampshire, to pull it off. But, you know, as long as he keeps steady and I think he'll do very well in the debates. And I think the debates will be, you know, the turning table in this election where Romney will really excel in the polls after those.
And do you think a lot of the people that we're talking about, the 20-somethings, will be watching those debates?
I think they will, because I think that the Democrats are cocky enough to rely solely on President Obama's superb oratory skills, and I think they'll promote it well with celebrities and other social media outlets to get young voters to tune in. But I think through the Republican primary, Romney really learned how to stand his ground and debate really effectively, and I think he'll do very well against President Obama, and I think, of course, Ryan will sweep the floor with Vice President Biden.
Well, and it's really the meat. What I keep hearing, the one thing I do hear from people in their 20s is they want to know what the solutions are. You said it. They don't want the surfacey stuff. They get the song and dance and all that. But give us some meat, because we're sitting here in our family's houses and we're in massive debt. We want to know what you're going to do for us. Is that pretty? Am I right in that?
Yep, you hit the nail on the head. It's going to be Romney's going to have very clear plan when he's in those debates and when he's out speaking. I went to a Romney rally today here in Sarasota, Florida, and I mean, he hammered out point after point of what he'll do with Medicare and Obamacare and what he'll do, you know, with student debt and all these issues. And he had 5-point plans for all of them. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear a plan, and they're not hearing that from President Obama, and they know his plans from last election aren't working. So it's going to be tough for President Obama, but I think Romney has the plan, and that's what people are going to be looking for.
Sal, if somebody wants to get a copy of your book, how do they find it?
You can get a copy at all major retail stores, you know, like Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, Books A Million, and it's on all ebook outlets.
All right, very good. Sal, good luck with that book, and thanks for joining us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it till you call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my friends.
Tonight, coming up in our next segment, we're doing that numbers thing. You know, it's kind of like follow the money, follow the numbers, and see where it leads you. And there's a lot of numbers to follow, so I can't wait for that. It's been a very crazy week politically, what's happened overseas, some of the other things that have happened across the country, the nutty story about the guy boiling his wife. That is just horrible. Well, I put tape over her mouth and let her be taped up for 4 hours, and she died while she was taped, and I didn't know what to do. I panicked, so I cooked her. Really? Are you kidding me? Divorce rate is so high. If you're so miserable, you don't get divorced. You boil your wife. I mean, that may be one of the most heinous ways to ever ditch your partner that I've heard of. I know that there are other things out there, but imagine her family. She's got to have somebody in her family. And did they know the details of that? Oh, unbelievable. It continues to astonish me and frustrate me when we attack religious symbols in this country. I just don't get it. I think you know, why can't atheists and agnostics and Christians and Jews and whatever just coexist? Can't we just coexist and agree to let certain things stay as they are? In Texas, a high school is now banning what they're calling religious banners at football games. I mean, why? How is that so offensive? It's something, and here's the backstory in this. So it's nothing new. It's not some brand new, let's parade around for Jesus at the football game thing. It's not. It's something they've done for a long time. So anyway, these banners, they're just red and white banners that say some Christian saying on it. And they're not offensive, or they don't stand out so much from other things that are out there that, this is awful. Like, you know, there's just no way. But somebody complained that this is, hey, no, the separation of church and state. And they got a letter from the Freedom from Religious Foundation. Did you know there was one of those organizations? And the superintendent of the school in Houston banned the banners, of course, afraid of lawsuits, of problems. And now there's this massive controversy that is going on and being discussed in other communities, other suburbs, bedroom communities, whatever you want to label them, places where they play high school football, are talking about this crazy ban because they have banners. You know, you have banners like Go Team or Undefeated Season or For the Players, and then, you know, some other thing that says I can do things, all things through Christ that strengthens me or whatever. I don't understand it. I don't understand why they can't coexist with the other signs that are out there. It makes no sense to me. But from the superintendent's point of view, listen, he knows. He's gotten tons of angry phone calls from parents who don't understand why they can't have those banners out there. But he's not going to risk a lawsuit, and he's got the Freedom from Religious Foundation breathing down his neck. And it's a nonprofit with some power. They challenge any religion in public schools. This is how they exist. They make a ton of money, too. They are out there looking for these things. They're looking to try to nab people with anything that they think is religious. So the problem is, on the books, you can look this up. The Supreme Court in 2000 had made a decision, remember, that religion has to be kept out of public schools. So this goes to the First Amendment. This goes back to arguing about the Supreme Court deal. And on the other side of it, you know, who's fighting besides the parents? There's a group, and actually we've had them on the show before. It's called the Liberty Institute, right? And they're a nonprofit law firm that they say on their website that they're dedicated to restoring religious liberty in the United States. So here you have the two opposite sides of this. And just what I'm saying, is there no common sense? I mean, I'm asking you, are you offended by a sign that says touchdowns for Jesus or whatever? I'm serious. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. See, it's why we waste too much time on things that make no sense. If all the people that were wasting time fighting this battle would go out and vote, we'd have a crazy wild elections. If we had like 80% of the people that went out and vote. But instead, they focus their time on things like banners at high school games. I think the worst example of over the top, though, is not so much these high school banners, is no Pledge of Allegiance. We have to take the word God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. And we don't have to do the Pledge of Allegiance anymore in schools. Yeah. I went to Cherry Hill East. Probably the breakdown Christian-Jewish was maybe half and half. And nobody I went to school with was offended by doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Probably we were exhausted because we were at the football game in some cases the night before or some other game. We just did it. People did it. And now everything, we live in this like politically correct bubble where you just, you don't dare pierce the bubble for fear of being massively criticized, losing your job, or being sued, having someone sue you. Because you can't possibly be in court that long and waste that much time and money. So, you know, it's too bad. And then you got to turn to these kids and say, oh, well, we can't have these banners anymore, the superintendent, because of the Supreme Court ruling and then this other group that came in. The interesting thing is that now, you know, there's always the Facebook wars, and a lot of people are supporting the idea of being able to put the prayer signs up. It's, you know, it goes to the same thing of prayer at the start of a high school football game, and the fact that, you know, now you can't do that either. You're not supposed to do that anyway, where they would just take a knee and say a prayer or whatever. Can't even do that. And why can't you just abstain it from doing it if you don't believe in God or you don't want to do it or whatever it might be? I don't know. Here's a story of, you know, when I was a kid and somebody would tell a tall tale, I can remember hearing people say, oh, he's Pinocchio, that person's a Pinocchio. Well, I don't know if this woman is a female version of the Disney character Pinocchio, but it's being reported all over the place. I've seen this headline a bunch, so I decided to look into the story a little bit more. And there's a woman who survived 7 weeks in the woods. 7 weeks. And she actually was saying that in her mind she was preparing to die, that she thought she was going to die, so she just went with it. She was a Canadian woman, and they found her on the verge of starvation after that long time, and she apparently somehow she was hiking, and her husband went for help on foot, didn't make it out alive because they were in this rugged mountainous areas of northern Nevada near the Idaho state line. And she stayed in the van. She survived on trail mix and candy and all this other stuff, and just didn't know where she was going to go, what she was going to do. And after being stranded for 49 days with her strength completely zapped, she said she thought she was going to have a heart attack when she pulled on fresh socks and wrapped herself up in a blanket because she thought she was going to die. And then she heard a car. So, sure enough, they found her. And she said they got lost because they were following a GPS and they didn't have a lot of experience. And they owned some kind of an excavating business, and they were headed to Vegas for a trade show. How awful is that? So they left a highway, used this new GPS to find a shorter route. They ended up in the forest out there from the nearest town. So instead of what was going to be just a little tiny hike and a break, it turned into the death of the husband. They haven't even found his body. And she almost died as well. And for some reason, some people were doubting her story, but the people who found her say, listen, she was shriveled into nothing. She looked like she was going to die. Wild. Goes back to that preparedness thing and the GPS deal, that people just follow the GPS blindly, and sometimes it's leading people into some pretty precarious situations. We Can Count coming up on the flip side.
Have you ever
ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
A couple of quick ones for this edition of We Can Count, and then I promise we're going to move on to the calls. Hang through, Dan and Stacy. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your 2 cents and some of the stuff that I've been jawing about here, because I'm kind of in a soapboxy mood. I don't know why. How did I get there? It's all this election nonsense. So in the polls, yes, the polls and the numbers, Obama's leading in more key swing states, for what it's worth. I know Dan, for example, would say, who cares? It's the polls, and the polls will show you one thing, and then we'll see. We're going to mobilize when it comes time. The Tea Party is ready to pounce. But this is what it shows for what it's worth. The Wall Street Journal, NBC News, Marist poll surveys of the three presidential battleground areas released on Thursday show something interesting, that he's got a 3.1 percentage point lead in Colorado, 3.2 in Wisconsin, and 3.2 in Iowa. And this all has now come out in light of the Romney secret videotape, 47% of the people who support Obama see themselves as victims, and they're dependent on the government. So some people think the reason for the flip is because of the they think the reason for the flip is because of that secret videotape. I'm not so sure. Perhaps that's why, but it definitely has flipped around, and it may flip around again in a much different direction. All right, this is another one that I found in the middle of looking at cases, you know, justice system things, and we know the story about the Amish sect leader who was found guilty in the beard cutting case. It's a very strange deal. You know, the Amish have a different flow, certainly, and a different lifestyle, without a doubt. But the leader was found guilty of a hate crime. So this whole hate crime thing is very gray in some cases. And here they laid down the hammer, without hesitation laid down the hammer, and he was found guilty. Now it's a question of what's the sentence, you know, ultimately going to be for him. And it could be a handful of years, which would be really tough to do when you hail from an Amish community, right? Although I feel no tears for this guy for some of the nutty things that he did along the way. All right, let's go to quickly because he's been waiting a long time. We bow to you, Dan, in Texas, for hanging through. Dan, you have the floor. Hello. Hey, Dan. Oh, maybe not. Dan.
Okay,
are you asleep?
I'll make it quick. Okay. I got another thing right after this, but my way of dealing with this Muslim uprising, since we have to fear a religion like this and they don't want to listen to us, let's just eliminate a country like Libya, wipe it off the face of the earth, everybody, including cats, dogs, frogs, whatever, anything that crawls, moves, flies, whatever, disappears, gone. And then you send a message to every single country that's Muslim. Next.
That's not going to happen. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that should happen. They start their stuff here. You're going to find that there's going to be a revolution in this country, and when it's over, there isn't going to be any Muslims in this country.
Any whatsoever, even just peaceful, Islamic nuts?
No, any religion that you cannot say what you want to say in the United States of America, then you're in trouble. Okay, now I got something for you.
Okay.
Obama's going to be a whole lot of trouble if this really finally catches on. But our ambassador over there was gay. In the Muslim world, gays are condemned to death.
Right.
That was a death sentence that he sent him to. This supposed movie that they have, or trailer, or whatever it is, that was out on the internet, blah, blah, blah. The people in Egypt were apologizing for that movie 2 days in advance, before anyone had even seen the movie. They issued out that apology 2 days before the uprising in Egypt. If you'll do your timeline, you'll see that I'm...
Oh,
not.
I know. Okay. I know it's baloney. I agree with you, it's baloney.
Yes, they caused that, and at the same time they sent a gay guy in to be an ambassador in Benghazi, which is like walking into Five Points in New York or hell. I mean,
you know what? That's a good point. I mean, you make a good point. Because of the culture there, you're right.
Absolutely.
The intolerance.
It's a death.
Yeah. It's not like someplace else, like, geez, maybe you're accepted in parts of the United States, maybe you're not. But it's not being stoned or murdered. You're absolutely right. They did know that about him. The Libyan people supposedly liked him, but that doesn't mean the Libyan fanatics, the nuts, didn't. They knew he was gay, like you said. And, of course, he would be a target immediately.
And one more thing, then I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
This election that's coming up, you're going to see a landslide for Romney. people are coming out, like the guy that you had on earlier that I was listening to that did the report about the young people. The young people are in revolt against Obama because he hasn't lived up to any of the promises that won't be changing. You can't put it in your bank account, baby. And they want their jobs. They don't want to live with mommy and daddy. They want to be with the young ladies. They want to be out mm-hmm. on the town.
Right.
And the young
have
ladies want to be able to be with the guy that's making the big bucks. And the guy ain't making no big bucks.
Yeah. They have massive loans.
Absolutely. Massive loans. And there is a revolt coming from the young people in this country.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this man is going to go down to one of the worst defeats in history. He can do all his Jay-Z and 40-40 club and all this other bull hockey, but I'm telling you, this guy is headed for a disaster. And that's all from me.
All right, Dana.
See you later, babe.
All right, you have a great weekend. Let's move to Stacy in Mississippi. Stacy, you have the floor.
Yes, ma'am. We were talking about,
school prayer and stuff.
Yeah. Pledge of Allegiance and all in school, right?
Right.
Okay, used to it. I'm 47 years old, and I ain't scared. I'm from Mississippi. I'm from Bay Springs, Mississippi. My father's the mayor, has been for 30 years, but I'm going to tell you this. We give a Pledge of Allegiance every day in school. We all stood and give a Pledge of Allegiance. And our teacher, before we eat dinner, she made us all give prayer before we had our lunch. And I think that's the way it should be. And there's one last thing I want to say. About Obama. If you vote for Obama, you're a freaking idiot because he is going to destroy America. He's been trying to do it, and he's on his way doing it. He has done it from the beginning. He is using fools to vote for him. He's talking people into voting for him. And he is going to destroy America. He is going to be just like Hitler. America, wake up, smell the roses, you bunch of idiots. Wake up and smell the roses. He is going to destroy America. If you don't wake up and smell the roses, it's going to be too damn late.
All right, Stacy.
Thanks.
Stacy, you have a good weekend too. Stacy and Dan, hard opinion, saying no way you're not gonna like the results if you vote for Obama. And Dan says Tea Party is in full mobilization form, and we of course talked to Sal in an earlier segment about what younger people think because they feel trapped as they can't even afford the basics in some cases. With outrageous debts, and they have to live at home, and they don't want to do that. So they're not looking to Obama, a lot of them switching parties. Sal Lemaster was actually pretty good. We'll have him back on again and give us some more stats. You have any stats or any thoughts, or you want to vent, send them to me at americatonight.net.
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.